Today's share is Masechta Shulas Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Shmuel Bereid, Rav Babachana, Rav Yitzchak Bereid, Rav Shuda, Tanis Shulas Bei Rabba. We're learning Shulas in the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pagabu Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana met them. Amalahu. And he asked them the following question. Heza B'Shulas HaBikodin. If somebody deliberately B'mezit denied having somebody else's pekodin. The subject of our perek, we're learning shuls to pekodin as we began in the previous year. And somebody's holding someone else's pekodin. The toveya approaches him and says, "You have my pekodin." And before the person holding the pekodin deliberately swears falsely that he's not holding the pekodin, there are edim who are standing there for hisruba and warn him. What you're doing is a lie, and there's an aveira on the table. Mahu. What will be this person's punishment? Do we say, kivin de chiddushu, the entire parasha Shavuos Pekodin actually represents a chiddush? Because as we learned in the previous year in the Mishnah, even though normally a carbon is not brought when somebody does an aveira b'mezit, the B'chol HaTorah, Loi Ashkechon, Mezid the Maisi Carbon. Normally we don't find a Mezid bringing carbon. For Hoch in our situation, Maisi Carbon, a carbon is brought even B'Mezid as we learned in the Mishnah. Therefore, just like we have a Chiddush that a carbon is brought B'Mezid, so too, Loi Shna Isrbei, V'Loi Shna Loi Isrbei, it makes no difference if Asra was given, the carbon is brought. Or perhaps we could understand the Mishnah. Hani Mili, where is a carbon brought? Heichad lo yisrbei, where there is no hasra. And since there's no hasra, he wouldn't be a candidate for Malkus. And that's why he brings a carbon. Aval heicha disrba. If, as in our situation, he received hasra, therefore, milkalaki, he gets Malkus, and carbon lemaisi, he won't have to bring a carbon. Or a third option, Dilma, hava ha avidna. We do both. We give both a carbon, and he has to bring a carbon, and get Malkus. A number of interesting points to point out. The first question to ask, the question that Ritva asks, is how could the Gemara, the third option that the Gemara just mentioned was, that it will be chai of a carbon and Malkus. How could the Gemara, as the Ritva suggests, that he should be chay of a carbon and malchus, don't we have a rule of kimlei b'derab menei, and we don't give two punishments for one aveira? Answers the Ritva, as explained by the Stipler, a very important yusoid. What does kimlei b'derab menei say? Kimlei b'derab menei says that we don't give two punishments for one aveira. But as we've mentioned previously, a carbon is not a punishment. A carbon is a kapara. And therefore, it can be that he should be mechuy of a carbon and malchus. The malchus is a punishment. The carbon is a kapar. Rashi asks, Taisus asks, interesting question. We're having now a discussion, it's going to be a big part of today's shir, if a carbon is brought, or malchus is given, what is the din when he did a b'mezit? By Shavuos HaBikodin with Asra. Asked Rashi, Taisus, we just finished learning Perek Shavuos HaEdus. We don't find that the Gemara should ask a similar question by Shavuos HaEdus. That what will be the din? That, as we learned so many times in the previous Perek, it's actually even longer Perek than this Perek, that the Toveya approaches Edom to say testimony on their behalf, on his behalf. And we have two other Edom that know that he knows testimony and says to that individual, You better say the testimony, otherwise you're doing an aveira. The Gemara doesn't ask the question, will there be a chi of Malkus? So why by Shavuos HaBikodin does the Gemara ask the question, and by Shavuos HaEdus does the Gemara not ask the question? So Rashi is somewhat ambiguous, it's the top Rashi in the Yomid. Rashi is somewhat ambiguous in his answer. The way Rimigash explains Rashi's question, Rashi's answer is as follows. Let's think about the scenario. Says the Rimigash. If we're referring to a situation where the Taveya approaches two Edom and says to those two Edom, say testimony, and there are two other Edom that know he's lying, so then it's not just the two people that know about the event. There are another two people that know about the event. And we've learned, when is there a Chiv of Shavuos Eidus? There's only a Chiv of Shavuos Eidus when they're the only Edom. We're going to discuss that later in today's shiur. Here they're not the only Edom. And therefore, the entire parish of Shavuos Eidus wouldn't apply. The problem with that explanation is that it's not necessarily correct. Why is it not necessarily correct? Because we could have two people that know that they know Eidus, and therefore be able to give a straw that you should say Eidus, but they can't be kosher Eidim themselves. Let's say they're related. So therefore, Tosfos, and this is the approach that most Rishonim follow, gives a different answer altogether. By Shavuos HaBikadim, a person can't say, I forgot. And therefore, the Hasra is a valid Hasra. By Shavuos Eidus, the Eidim that are approached by the Toveya can always say, you know what? At the time when we were approached, we forgot that we know Eidus. And therefore, they didn't do anything wrong. And therefore, the Hasra always remains a Hasra Sofik. And as we've learned so many times, Hasra Sofik Loish Masra. The problem with this Teretz, is that if by Shavuos Eidus, the fact that Edom could say that we indeed forgot that we know Eidus would be a valid explanation, an excuse for what they said, and therefore would remain a Hasra Sofik when Edom warned them, so we should say the same by Shavuos Pekodin. Why can't the person holding the Pekodin say, Shachachti, I forgot that I'm holding the Pekodin? What's the difference between Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Pekodin? So I saw two answers to this question in the Achroin. The Tfaith says, let's look at the wording of the Eid. Let's look at the wording. In the case of Shavuos Eidus, when the Eidim say, we don't know Eidus for you, they're saying the truth. Because at that moment, they forgot. So their statement, we don't know Eidus, is a true statement. When the persons, however, by Shavuos HaBikadim, when they say, we're not holding your Pekodin, it's just not true. They maybe forgot they were holding the Pekodin, but the basic statement that they make, we're not holding the Pekodin, is just not true. And therefore, by Shavuos Eidus saying, Shachachnu, it's a valid excuse. By Shavuos HaBikadim saying, Shachachnu, it's not a valid excuse. That's how the Tzoyis answers. The Tumim answers differently. Beautiful explanation of the Tumim. He says as follows. Eidus, there's an obligation that if I know Eidus, I have to say Eidus. I'm loyagid v'nosa avoynay. But let's say I forgot. You know, everybody remembers everything. There's no avera. But let's say I'm holding your pikadin. Being a shomer of a pikadin requires that I remember that I have the pikadin. Shachachti is not an excuse, because you're obligated not to forget. And therefore, Shachachti says the Tumim is a good explanation regarding Shavuos Eidus, but it isn't for Shavuos HaBikadim. The Chasam Sofer uses this discussion that we have now of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim to discuss a very interesting question. It's a question that actually could come up. We know, we've learned together, we will learn, that a person who does certain averus becomes a posel eid, becomes disqualified to say Eidus. How does one become disqualified to say Eidus? Were there Eidim that saw this person do this avera? But what would be a halacha? I'll give you an example. What would be a halacha? You come to a wedding, somebody comes to a wedding, and they want to be mechabedim, they want to give him the honor of being an eid. Everybody knows themselves the best. And he knows that he did a big avera, this individual. And he knows that therefore he's not a person that's a kosher eid. So he tells the Rav, thank you for the privilege, but I'm a posel eid. What's the halacha? Is he posel or not? Says the Chasam Sofer, he's not posel. You only become posel, not because you did the Avera. I'm not condoning doing the Avera. But you only become posel if you did the Avera and there are eidim that testify that you did the Avera. Otherwise, you don't become posel eid. That he paskins la locha lemaisa. And he uses our Gemara as a raya. Because we had the question that Rashi and Tosfos asked, that why by Shavuos Eidus doesn't the Gemara ask, what will be the halacha regarding Mezid? So the Gemara could have given a simple answer. Two people, somebody's approached to say Eidus. You know why the Hasra is always going to be a Hasra Sofik? Because maybe the person, the Eid himself, knows that he's a Apostle Eid. The Gemara didn't give that answer. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? because that answer is not a true answer. Because even if he knows that he's apostolate, that doesn't make him apostle. So Tosfos Rashi had to look for other answers. That answer is not a legitimate answer. And therefore, even though a person knows that he maybe did an Aveira that would normally disqualify him from being an aid, that doesn't make him disqualified unless Adam so testify in Bezdin. The Tumim asks another question. The halacha is that if somebody, a carbon, very much similar to what I discussed earlier, bringing a carbon is a privilege. Bringing a carbon is a privilege. And therefore, if somebody does an Aveira, and he says, I'm going to do the Aveira, and I'm going to bring the, and I'll bring a carbon, the carbon is not accepted. So asks the Tumim, let's understand, the Gemara is questioning that if this person did the Aveira b'mezid, he should maybe be mechuyif to bring a carbon, maybe a carbon in conjunction with Malkus. How could he bring a carbon if he knows that he did the Aveira and he says, I don't care, I'll do the Aveira and bring the carbon? So the only way the question I think is better than the Teretz. The only way the Tumim is able to answer this question is that the Gemara is not referring to an individual who says, I'll do the Aveira, and then I'll bring the carbon and I'll have a kapara. It's referring to a situation where the person says, I don't really believe it's an Aveira. But if it is an Aveira, and the Torah will tell me to bring a carbon, I'll be mechuyif to bring a carbon, I'll bring a carbon. But not that it's referring, Agamah is referring to a situation where the person says, I'm doing the Aveira and I'm relying on the carbon, because that isn't acceptable. So back to in the Gemara. We're apt to a question, a fundamental question, in a case where somebody swore falsely, a shvus b'kodin, the mezid, would I swear from Adam, what is the din? Does he bring a carbon? Does he get malchus? Or both? Amalek, so he responded, Tanina, we learned in a braisa. The braisa compares shvus ha'edis to shvus ha'bikodin. He, chamuri men shvus ha'bikodin. Shvus ha'bikodin is more stringent than shvus ha'edis. Shechayov men azadoin ha'malchus. You get Malkus, and you have to bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, Midakamalei Azadoina Malkus. If the Braisa says that by Shvus HaBikodin, Malkus is administered, so obviously Mechlal de Aserbei. It must be referring to a situation where Hasra was given. Because as we said earlier, without Hasra, there is no Malkus. And what does the Braisa say? The Kama Malkus in Carbon Loi. That there only be a chiv malchus, not a chiv carbon. Umay chumra. So what we're saying now is that by shvuas ha'pikadon there's a chiv malchus, and by shvuas ha'edus there is no chiv malchus. Mechlal. So you see, isn't this braisa a raya, the kummer, that in the case of mezid malchus in carbon loy, and why is that considered a chumra? Explains the Gemara. The nichalei l'inish demaisi carbon v'lo lilki. A person would rather bring a carbon, which only means taking money out of your pocket, rather than getting malchus. So isn't this a raya that b'mezid v'asrbei is a chi of malchus? Amalei rava bar isi. Man tana, there's no raya. Because as we learned in the previous shiurim, there is the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon, unlike the Rabbanan in the Mishnah that we discussed yesterday, holds that b'shvuas ha'pikodin b'mezid, there is no carbon. And therefore says Rava Bar Iti, the Tana of this Braisa is Rav Shimon, who says there's no chiv carbon b'mezid. And since there's no chiv carbon b'mezid, obviously there'll be a chiv malchus. But what the Rabbonin, who hold that there is a chiv carbon b'mezid, that b'shvuas ha'pikodin will hold, we don't know from this Braisa. Let's learn the Gemara inside. Amar Rava Bar Iti. Man tana zodn shvus b'kodin lo nitin l'kapara, that there is no carbon by shvus b'kodin b'mezid of Shimon. And therefore, of course, he'll say that Malkus is given, not a carbon. Avol Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, who say that a carbon is brought the shvus b'kodin b'mezid, it could be carbon mami maisi. There'll be a chiv carbon in addition to the Malkus, but not to say that there's only Malkus alone. So we don't have an answer. Just to stop for a moment, we don't have an answer. What is the difference between what is the halacha by shvus b'kodin b'mezid with asra? Is there malchus alone, or is there malchus plus a carbon? There is a proof, however, that there is malchus, but we don't know if it's in addition to the carbon or not. Ask the Ritva, If this Bryce is looking to show the differences between Shuas HaEdus and Shuas HaBikodin, doesn't the Bryce give this difference? The B'Shuas HaBikodin B'Meizid, there's Malkus. B'Shuas HaEdus, there is no Malkus. B'Hasra, B'Meizid. So answers the Ritva, based on our discussion that we had a couple of moments ago, that since, as we discussed, we have not been able to find a situation by Shuas HaEdus of Asra B'Meizid, so the Gemara doesn't make differences about something that's not physically possible. And therefore, that's not where the Gemara, that's not where the Braisa goes. On Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, who was the one that posed the question that we began our share with, that what will be the halacha b'shuas b'kodin, the mezid with asra, says that that Braisa is anyway not a raya. That Braisa can't serve as an answer to my question. That not Ninullah. I am the person that brought that Braisa to the yeshiva, Vakitanullah. And this is the way the Braisa reads. Echad Zudaina, Vechad Shigigosa, whether somebody did this Aveira, Ashur Sabakadim B'mezit, or B'shoigig, Oshim, because of Shkolim, you always have to bring a Karban Oshim. Or my Chumra, and what is the difference between Shur Sa'edis and Shur Sabakadim? Dila Hosom, Chatas Bastanka, by a carbon, by Shvus Eidus, you could bring a carbon chattis. Whatever value the animal has, as minimal as it is, you're fine. For Hocha, whereas over here, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, there's a minimal value to the carbon that's brought by Shvus Bikodin. It has to be because Shkolim has to be at least two Shkolim. And therefore, that's the Chumrah. We have no Raya to what the din is by Mezit. Ask the Gemara. Why can we learn from there that the Braisa clearly, according to Rav Kahana's version of the Braisa, clearly indicates that by Shvus HaBikodin, the Mezid of carbon is brought? Answer the Gemara, just because it's B'Mezid doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a carbon. Because as we've been learning from the beginning of this year, the only time Malkus would be passable is there was Asra. And perhaps that Bryce is speaking about the Loy Asrabay. What the Aloch by Asrabay, we don't know. Loshna Achrina, Toshma, Ein Chayovim Al Shigigosoy. There's no Chiyiv by Shogig. My Chayovim Al Zadoyna. If it's a pure Shogig, okay, we learned in the Mishnah, the person just doesn't remember that he's holding this item, he's not Chayiv. Mahen Chayovim Al Zadoyna, but what is the Chiyiv by Zodin? Oshim Bekesef Shkolim. Suggest the Gemara. My Labad Asrabay. Isn't this Bryce referring to a situation where there's Asra? And yet the Bryce says a carbon is brought, nothing else. So isn't that a Raya that even Shuas HaBekodin B'Mezah with Asra, a carbon and not Malkus? So Gemara, Lav Dafka. Hachanami, Deloy Asrabay. The Bryce is referring to a situation where there was no Asra. Since there was no Asra, Malkus isn't a possibility. And therefore, certainly carbon is brought. But what the halacha will be, b'mezid, and basra, we just don't know. Toshma. So the Gemara, as Rashi and Tosfos will focus on Rashi's pshat, quotes a braisa. The Gemara is quoting now a braisa, but the Gemara is starting in the middle of the braisa. The Gemara is starting in the middle of the braisa. And not only is the Gemara starting in the middle of the braisa, it's not quite clear what the purpose of this Bryce is. What is this Bryce coming to teach? So Rashi suggests that at least in the Havamina, what the Bryce probably started off with was comparing a Nazir who becomes Tamei, that the halacha is that a Nazir who becomes Tamei has to get Malkus, who became Tamei deliberately based by Asra, and he has to bring a carbon, as is always the halacha, that a Nazir becomes Tamei Mil of his Naziris before he starts his new count. And Rashi says, presumably, what was this Braisa saying? The Braisa was comparing the situation of a Nazir who becomes Tamei versus Shvus HaBikodin. And that's where we start. Loi, Imam ben Nazir Tamei, the Braisa is saying that a Nazir becomes Tamei, Shekein Loika, is Mechuyiv Malkus, Timer b'shuas b'kodin she'ena loika. Whereas by shuas b'kodin Malkus is not given. Says the Gemara. Those are the words that we have in the Braisa. it's an excerpt of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Midakamaloika, if the Braisa is saying that the case of a Nazir is referring to a situation where he gets Malkus, Mechlal de Asrabe, it's obvious that he got Hasra. The comma, and the Braisa is comparing a case of a Mezer with Asra between Nazir Tomei and Shuas Abakadim, Time B'Shuas Abakadim Sh'en Aloika, whereas a Shuas Abakadim B'Mezer B'Asra won't get Malkus, Avakabin Ein Amaisi, Avakabin Maisi. So isn't this Braisa a Raya? The Shuas Abakadim B'Mezer B'Asra brings a carbon with no Malkus. Answers the Gemara, no. That's not the way to read the Braisa. My Ein Aloika, they didn't nifta B'Malkus. And again, Rashi says, now we're turning the tables. And the Braisa is saying that a Shuas HaBikadim is actually stricter than a Nazir Tamei. That a Shuas HaBikadim, Malkus won't be enough. He's going to have to bring Malkus plus bringing a carbon. Whereas, carbon Asham. Whereas a Nazir only gets Malkus. Ask the Gemara, is that true? And therefore the Braisa is actually, just to make my point, is actually saying that Shuas HaBikadim, we thought that the Braisa is coming to teach us that Nazir Tamei is stricter than Shuas HaBikadim, but actually just the opposite is true. Shuas HaBikadim is stricter than Nazir Tamei. Ask the Gemara, is that interpretation correct? Mechlal the Nazir Tamei nifta b'malkus? That a Nazir Tamei will just bring will just have Malkus? Didn't we say a moment ago? Hakarbon k'sibei, doesn't the Torah explicitly say that a Nazir becomes Tamei has to bring Kabonis before he starts his new Naziris? Answers the Gemara, those Kabonis that he brings are not to affect the Kapara, like the carbon that somebody who made a Shavuos HaBikadim made. Hasam, the only reason he brings those Kabonis, the Maisi carbon, Kehechel, the Techel and Naziris Batara, for a whole different purpose. He has to start a new Naziris, and he can't start the new Naziris without bringing the Kabonis. It's not a carbon of Kapara like the carbon of Shuas HaBikadim. Actually, this point, again, is a very important point. Because I go back to the point that I made earlier in the shir, where I said earlier in the shir, the Mefarshim asked the question, if somebody does an Aveira and says, I'll do the Aveira, and I'm not worried because I'll bring a carbon, and the carbon will give me a Kapara, such a person cannot bring a carbon. So ask the Mefarshim, this individual, this Nazir who became Tamei, and says, I'll become Tamei. I, Aveira, I'll have a carbon to be mechapim me. So we don't accept the carbon. So the question is, how do we take the carbon of a Nazir Tamei? The answer is very geschmack. When don't we take the carbon? We don't take the carbon when the person is relying on the carbon. He says, I'm going to do an Aveira, and I'll rely on the carbon to bring me a Kapara. But our Gemara is saying that the carbon that the Nazir Tamei brings is not for Kapara. That we should say, such a carbon I'm going to accept. Why is he bringing the carbon? Only because he should use it as a way of starting the new Naziris. That isn't the case where somebody does an Aveira, we don't accept this carbon. Says the Gemara. Amru Rabbanan kamei d'Rabbah. So the Rabbanan repeated to Rabbah this question that we began today's shiur with. What is the halacha that a Shuas B'Kadim b'Mezer Asra? What does he bring? Amru Mechlal. He said, the Chiloy Asrbe, Vik Id Ika Edim. He's saying, obviously, based on your question, that you're certainly assuming, and we've said that earlier, that let's say the word Edom, that this person who's denying having the Bekadim, know that he's lying, Mechlad Echloi Esrem of Ik Edom, Mechayiv, a carbon with Mechayiv. Ask the Gemara, first Rav Amahu. Going back to a concept that we've been discussing. For somebody to be Chayiv, Shavuos HaBikadim, Shavuos Eidus, let's concentrate on Shavuos HaBikadim. His denial should have some validity. Meaning, if somebody denies howling the Bikadim, and because there's nobody else that could say you're not saying the truth, so his denial has strength, and therefore the halacha is that become the whole, all the dinim apply. But what would be the halacha if there are Eidim that I'm holding the Bikadim anyway? So my saying that I'm not holding the cutting is a meaningless statement. So why would I be chayiv a carbon? B'chla, I'm a kusav a rabbi. It's obvious that rabbi is of the opinion. Ha-koifer the mum of Shiesh of Edom, Potter. That if they're Edom anyway that I'm holding to be Kadim, that my denial therefore is meaningless, and therefore I'm Potter. Amalei Rav Chanina L'Rava, and says Rav Chanina L'Rava, Tanya de Mesailach, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa that you are indeed correct. Because the Torah in discussing the parasha of Shuas HaBekodim says the Kichashpo, Prat L'Moidel Echem and Achim, in a situation where somebody admitted to one of the brothers that claimed that he owes them money, Alechem and Ashutfim, the Nishba al Sheker, and then he lies that the din doesn't apply. Or, Prat L'Loiv B'Shtar, or if somebody, there's a shtar against him, saying that he owes the money, so therefore my denial doesn't have any strength, and as Tosfos points out, because once I deny that I ever borrowed the money, I can no longer say I borrowed it but I paid, because Kolay Maloy Levisi, whoever says he didn't borrow cannot say Parati, you don't pay back something that you didn't borrow, for the life of Edom. And if there are Edom, my denial is meaningless. Amalei, Imishem Ha, he says, this is an araya. This brisa for itself, says Rav, is not a raya. Loi tesayin. This brisa is not a raya, because it's referring to a situation, ba'ayim levisi, where the person admits that he borrowed, v'loi levisi be'edim, but there were no edim. So therefore his denial, anyway, is not a meaningless denial. Levisi v'loi levisi b'shtar. Memai, what's the raya? Minitan mekisha ba, prat l'moidim achim achim. In a case where I would admit to one of the brothers, or lechem and ashutfim to one of the shutfim. Now analyze the Gemara. Hi lechem and achem hechidomi. What does it mean? Ilam the oidle bepalga the day that I admitted that I owe half. Hayeka kfir didach. I'm still arguing on the other half. So why is it not a kfira? Then why is it not considered a real denial for shvus bekodin? Ella laf is referring to a situation. Metavan yizafta. You're saying, they say that you borrowed money from both of us. Vamluhu, and I respond, Loi, I borrowed the entire amount, but it's not that I borrowed from both of you. Rather, Mechad Menai Yasvi, I only borrowed from one of you. Davlek First Vam Ba'alma. That's where the halacha is, that my statement is a meaningless statement, because I still am admitting that I owe the money. Umidereshik First Vam, Seifanami First Vam, that's where my statement is meaningless. But it could still well be, it could still well be that in a place where there are Edom, Rab is incorrect. We don't know that if there are Edom, that will be considered a case of Shuas Bekodin or not. Tosfos points out that even though we're having a discussion, and we're going to continue having this discussion, if there's Edom that know I'm holding your Bekodin, does the parasha of Shuas Bekodin apply or not? That's only if those Edom aren't here. But in a case where the Edom are here, there is no question that it's the din of Shuas HaBekodin wouldn't apply. Toshma. So again, where are we up to? Simon Chai V'Kitas Tabal HaBayis Chai Menazira. Where we're up to at this point is as follows. We have Rav Kahana's question, that if somebody violated a Shuas HaBekodin, he lied deliberately, Basra, does he bring a carbon, Malchus, both? And we also now have a new issue on the table. That's the issue the rabbis brought to the table. If somebody denied having the Bekodin, where there are Edom that know that I do have the Bekodin, and like I said, not when their Edom are standing here, but I'm making that denial where there are Edom in the world, is that going to be considered a case of Shuas Bekodin or not? Toshma. Ein chayv al shigosin. It says, you're not chayv a shagig, ma chayv al zidoinoi, oshim bekes v'shkolim. My love isn't referring to a situation of zodin edim, where there are edim there. And even though there are edim, the brice are clearly not like Rava teaches us, that I'm still chayv the carbon. I, Rava said, when there are edim, there's no chayv carbon, because my statement is a meaningless statement. Says, well, that's not what the brice is speaking about. Where there are edim, says Rava, I'm not chayiv. It's talking about a case of zodin atzmai, where I myself know that I'm a liar, says the Gemara, there's no chayiv shur. Toshma. Hayish dei kite edim. We go back to a case that we actually discussed in Daf Lamed Aleph for great length. We have two pairs of edim regarding shvus ha'edis. Kofa rishayna, if the first group, the first pair, denied knowing Eidus. V'akach kafar shnoina, shteim chayovas. The din of Shavuos Eidus applies to both of them. Both of them could have been Edom on behalf of the Toveya. I'm going to learn this Gemara a little quicker because we already analyzed it quite at length previously. Says the Gemara, let's think about it. Why the second pair of Edom is Chayev for Shavuos Eidus is very understandable. Given that the first pair denied knowing any Eidus, so the only pair we have to rely on is the second pair. And now if the second pair is going to also deny, the Tovei is left without any proof. El Rishayna asked the Gemara, Amay Mechaiva, why is the first pair held responsible? Hakai Mishniya, when they denied knowing any Eidus, their statement really wasn't very meaningful. It doesn't bother me, because the Tovei could still rely on the second pair. Amar Ravina, Ravina explained, Hakamai Skinen, that it's referring to a situation, Kigon Chayseshniya Bishas Kfiris Rishayna, that the second pair, at that point, when the first pair was making its denial, Krevim and Shaseim, again, we're going to learn with Rashi's Pshat, that the two Edom were brother-in-laws with each other, and therefore, he couldn't rely on the second pair, because the second pair were brother-in-laws, the Apostle Edom. So ask the Gemara, you have to read this into the Gemara, if the second pair was obviously not kosher, because they were brother-in-laws, so of course the first pair should be held responsible. What is the Mishnah teaching us? It's teaching us from the Shasem Gresis. But we're referring to a situation where the two wives are at the threshold of death. Mother Tamer, since Roy Gresis and Lamisa, therefore we should not look at them as brother-in-laws. We should not look at them as post-laden, because the wives are about to die and they're not going to be brother-in-laws anymore. Kamash Milan, that's what the Bryce is teaching us. Hashtami is Chayaninu. Right now they're alive, for lo shechivi, and they're not dead, and therefore there's no raya. Actually, I saw Shiloh, we discussed this issue of Geistus, so I'm not going to review all of what we discussed, but I did see a new Shiloh, if Al Gemara establishes, and we said Tosfos quotes this, that the halacha is that Rav Geistus and Lamisa, even though we said it halachically still considered alive, should one be mispallel for somebody who's a geisus? In other words, the question comes up like this. Again, we should never have such a question. Friday afternoon, we know there's an individual who's very sick. They're a geisusin. And now it's Shabbos, we don't know really what's doing. So the question is, on Shabbos, we're only allowed a dam for somebody who's chayil shesh biskara. We try to limit being mispallel for chayilim on Shabbos. Should we mispallel for this chayil on Shabbos with the assumption that they're still alive? Or, since Rav Gresis and Lamisa and it's Shabbos, we shouldn't be mispallel. The person can say we should be mispallel. Continues the Gemara. Tashma. Barabai Shaton Tanis Gamma Bikotim. To review. The halacha is that a Shem Mechinim watches something and it's stolen from him. The halacha is that if he swears that it was stolen, he's potter. If that's the truth. If it turns out that he was lying, he pays kefil. So Baal Bai Shatan Tanis Gam Bekodim. For Nizban, he swears falsely they were stolen. For Haidah, and then he admits that what he said is not true. In Baal Edom, but then there are Edom that anyway say that what he was doing is a lie. What he was saying was a lie. So Allah is as follows. Im Achle Baal Edom Haidah, if prior to his admission, Edom came, the halacha is, if prior to the Edom came, so he's a Maidah B'Knas, so the halacha is Misham Kerem V'Chai Mishva Oshem. He doesn't have to pay Kefil. However, if Mishba Edom Haidu, if he only made this admission after Edom came, so he's not a Maidah B'Knas, the halacha is Misham Tashlumi Kefil V'Oshem. The question is, if there are Edom, and Rav is saying that wherever there are Edom, the din of Shavuos HaBikadon doesn't apply, so the question is very obvious. What's the whole discussion? Does he bring carbon ashram or not? If Rabbi says wherever there's Edom, there's no Shavuos HaBikadim. Answers the Gemara, Kachinami Kid Ravina. We're going to explain that Bryce is referring to that there are Edom, but the Edom are related, and therefore they're not kosher Edom. So even though Rabbi is of the opinion that where there are Edom, there's no din of Shavuos HaBikadim, here they're not really Edom because they're related at that point. Amla Ravina L'Rashi, Toshma. Chamur, a brice that we quoted in Roman Aleph. Chamur mimene shvuos bekodin. Shvuos bekodin is stricter than shvuos ha'edis. Shechayovin azodoyne makis, v'ashigosim osh b'skashish kolim. Yechayiv malkis b'shvuos bekodin b'mezid, and b'shoyg you bring a carbon. Midakam aloika, if the brice says that there's a chayiv malkis, b'klal dike edim. Because if there were no edim, there would be no chayiv malkis, the comer, and yet the Bryce is saying that if it were no, if there were, that with Shogig, you bring Osim Kasm Shkolim. But Rabbi just said that where there are Adam, there's no carbon. Omelor of Mot Baminadahi. Don't bring a Rai from that Bryce, because we already said it on an Aleph. The Omeloi, the Omelor of Kana, not Taninallah. I was the one that brought that Bryce to the Yeshiva, Vacha Taninallah, and the proper gears of that Bryce. That there's always only a chiv carbon asham. Why? Because there's no Edom. So that brisa isn't referring to a case of Edom. And therefore you, Rabbi, who suggest that b'shvuos b'kodim where there are Edom, there's no chiv, doesn't have, this brisa is not a problem, because this brisa is not talking about Edom. Toshma. Again, a brisa that we mentioned on an Aleph. Loi, imamak b'nozer tamei. Again, the brisa compared the halakas of a nozer tamei to halakas shvus bekodim. If a mat b'nozer tamei shkain loika, by nozer tamei gets malchus, tamei b'shvus bekodim shein a loika. Now let's analyze that brisa. Hechidami, idel eka edim. If the brisa is referring to a situation where there are no edim, so nobody gets malchus. Without edim, there's never malchus. Am I loika? El pshita that the brisa is referring to a situation dika edim. V'ktani, tamei b'shvus bekodim shein a loika. The brisa says that there won't be malchus b'shvus b'kodin, no matter what explanation we give to the brisa, it's not relevant. Malchus we don't give. Malchus hudaloi loki, we don't give malchus. I have a carbon maisi, but a carbon will be brought. Why? Didn't Rabbi say that when there are edim, there's no din of shvus b'kodin, so what, and there's no carbon, so why is the brisa saying that you have to bring a carbon? It says, the gemara tiyufta, the rabbi tiyufta. We have no choice but to say the Rab is refuted, and the parsha of Shvuas Ha'edim applies even in a case where there are Edim that know that I'm lying. I've asked some Sofer and other Akroinim. We quoted a Tosfos in Amud Aleph that says that everybody agrees with Rabbah that in a case where the Edim are standing here and I make the denial that I wouldn't be high of a carbon, so what are we going to do with all those Brises? We're going to have to say, says Sayyid Akroinim, that such a case is so very obvious that if I'm making a denial, I'm stating a denial in front of Edom that are able to say you're just saying something that's not true, that I shouldn't be chiyuv a carbon is obvious, and that's not what the brises are saying. Rav Yochanan Amar, hakayif b'mamon shiyeshul of Edom, if there are Edom, even though there are Edom, he's still chayif b'shvus b'kodim, b'shtar potter. But if I make a denial that I owe money, will you, the Toveya, have a shtar that I owe it? There, my denial is a meaningless denial, and therefore, since my denial is a meaningless denial, I won't have to bring a carbon. Amar Papa, my time, the Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan make a difference between Edom and a shtar? So he answers, Avei Edom avida de maisi, the fact that they're Edom that I owe this money, Edom people don't stay forever. Shtar, a shtar is here forever. And therefore, the raya that the Toveya has with a shtar is a stronger raya than the raya that he has with Edom. And therefore, even though in the case of Edom, I would be considered shvus b'kodim that a chayiv carbon, not by shtar. Amalei Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua, Rav Papa, I don't understand your distinction. Shtar nami of the mirchitz. Documents also get lost. Elam Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua. Hanotam Rav Yochanan. The reason why Rav Yochanan makes a distinction between a shtar and Edom is according to shtar. Whenever there's a shtar that I owe you something, as we've learned so many times during our travel through Shas, there's a shibut kakaras. What a shtar accomplishes is that there's a lien on all your property. And as we're about to learn, the aim of being karma kafir is shibut kakaras. Even though there's a chiv to bring a carbon when you make a shvus b'kodin, not when it involves karka. And since every shtar, by definition, involves karka, there's no chiv. Itma. And indeed, now the Gemara goes into this question. Mashbiya ede karka. In a situation where you say, I have your karka, and I lie that I don't, will the din of Shavuos HaPekudin apply or not? Says the Gemara, Pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. It's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, Charam Chayiv, the Charam HaPater, the Machlokes, what will be the din, does Shavuos HaPekudin apply or not? And now, based on the discussion we just had, it's time we have a clear raya, we don't know who held what, now we have a clear raya, the Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that there is no Shavuos HaPekudin Bekarka. Why? Mid Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Akayp Mam Sheshla of Edom Chayiv, the Rabbi Yochanan made a distinction between a kfira with our Edom, that no, I'm lying, versus a shtar, Potter. And why? Because Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua gave an explanation, because the shtar is involved in karka. Edom don't involve karka. The stayim that we see Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that whenever karka is involved, the parasha of Shavuos HaPekudin doesn't apply. So now we see that there's a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. If karka is involved, is the din of Shavuos HaPekudin applicable? And suggest the Gemara, Omalei Rabbi Yimei LaRavua, Rabbi Yochanan says Shavuos HaPekudin is not applicable when there's karka involved. Rabbi Elazar says it is. The Gemara says that this L'chaira, Lamer, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, but plucked Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanan Kamilfki, is the same subject of Machlok between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. And implicit in the Gemara's question is that it doesn't make sense that a Meroyim should have an argument that is already a subject of Machlok Tanon, the Tanakh. Hagoizel Sodom Chaveri. If somebody steals a field for somebody else, the shot for Nor, and then while it's in the possession of the Ganif, it gets destroyed, it gets flooded. Chayv Laham Le Sodom. Rebelezer says Karka Nigzelis. And therefore he holds that just like anything else, if somebody steals, he has to replace it. So too by Karka. Rechomimer, Halay Rachel Fronacha. Karka ain't in the Gzelis. And he tells the victim that was stolen from, take back your property. Verminen, b'may kamilfki. And we said, what is the basis of the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan? And going back to something that we discussed many times, we have psukim that could be explained in a ribi miyat ribi fashion, or they could be explained in a klal prat klal fashion. If they explain in a ribi miyat ribi, much more will be included in a klal prat klal. Rabbi Elazar darsh ribi miyat. Rabban darsh klali plati. The Gemara explains itself. Rabban lezer darsh ribi muti, b'kichas b'misa, riba. B'kadam b'tshumas yad, miyat. O mikol shiyava, chaza riba. Riba miyat riba, riba akol. It comes to say that everything is included in this parasha. My riba, riba kamilin. O my miyat, what is the only thing excluded from the parasha of Geneva? Miyat shtaris. That shtaris that aren't, don't have any intrinsic value, there's no din of, these dinim don't apply. The darabonin, however, darish klal prati, the kichash b'misa klal, the kadam b'chus yad or b'gezel prat, or mikol shiyav shavel of chazv klal, klal prat, the klal yad to dar elokein prat, minim frat mefirsh dova metatl, it's something that's movable gufa mamin, af kol dova metatl gufa mamin, yotz kakosh metatl, property can't be moved, obviously, yotz avod shokshil kakosh, throughout halacha, avodim kananima compared to karaka, yotz shtarish, af apisha metatlin, they are indeed movable, en gufa mamin. So now suggests the Gemara, man the mechayiv, the one that says that this din shuos b'kodin by karka will hold like Rabbi Elazar, or man the potter will hold like the Rabbanan, because Rabbi Elazar considers karka the same as anything else that could be stolen, and the Rabbanan don't. And it turns out the machlokes of Yochanan Rabbi Elazar is the machlokes of the Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar. Tanon, amalei loy, man the mechayiv ke Rabbi Elazar, the man that says that this chayiv because karka is subject to shuos b'kodin just like this subject to Geneva will agree with the whole like Rabbanan. Oman de Pata, Omlachaf, Baha, Filer, Beleza, Maida. Even though Beleza holds Karka and Gzelis, as far as Shavuos HaPekudin, he will agree that it's not subject to Shavuos HaPekudin. The Rechmaram and Mikol, certain objects are subject to Shavuos HaPekudin, Veloy HaKol. Omra Papa, Mishmei de Rava, Masnissin Namideka. We could bring a ride to this point from our Mishnah. The Tani, we learned in our Mishnah, Ganafti is Shari, somebody approaches somebody else and says, you stole my axe, Vu'olayam, Loi Ganafti, and responds, never happened, Meshbiach Nivam Amein, Chayiv. Vila Ganaftis Avdi, our Mishnah doesn't speak about a case of Ganaftis Avdi. My Tama, why doesn't the Mishnah choose that case? Because we just said that Eved and Karka have the same din, And the Emavi and Karka are Kafir Shiva Karkos. Just like there's no din of Shuvus Pikadin Mekarka, there's no din of Shuvus Pikadin on Eved. Amar Papa Mishmei Rava Emma Seifa. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Zaklal. Kar Mashalam Pi Atzmai Chayiv. Veshein Mashalam Pi Atzmai. If it's a Knas, you potter. Zaklal. My Rav Lasui Ganaftis Avdi. So on the contrary, we see that by Avadim, the din of Shuvus Pikadin will apply. And therefore, if it applies by Avadim, it applies by Karka. Says the Gemara, and not like we are saying that it doesn't apply by Karaka. Says Gemara, Lahem Lakum Mishmina. Even though we have brought a raya, that it could be that everybody agrees that Shuvus Pikadin doesn't apply by Karaka, our Mishnah cannot be a raya.